And good morning. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, again, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. You know, last week we kind of focused on the seven deadly needs, and we stay in that kind of scary category today.
Yeah.
This one sounds even more sinister with the seven deadly fears.
That's right. You know, and fears are definitely different than needs, because needs we go after without ever stopping. Fears we avoid. So there's healthy fears, like we should avoid poison. We should avoid, you know, speeding cars. We, you know, things that are going to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
We should avoid. We pay attention and we back up. But the fears become deadly when we focus on avoiding things that are the opposite of what we need. So I'll give you an example. One of the deadly fears is the fear of being alone. So we do everything we can to never be alone. Well, that's not healthy, because some people in some situations we should not be in, but we'll do it because we don't want to be alone. You know, I'll go to that party and do something, drink that I'm not supposed to or whatever, stay out too late, because if I don't, I'll be alone. And so we make poor judgments, and then we get caught up in all that kind of stuff. Or we have the fear of connecting, of actually getting in a relationship, because now what if they leave us? Or what if their personality is so strong that my personality disappears, and then whatever. So we want to be in a relationship and we don't want to be in a relationship. The fear of being abandoned, you know, hey, yeah, you say you love me, but what happens if you walk away?
Yeah.
You know, and that people get tied up in that and they avoid it, avoid even trying to make the connection. Self-assertion, you know, telling people who you are. When you say, this is what I think, that's really a real gift to other people. But some people get mocked for that. They don't like that. And so then they never say what they really think. Mm. They just swallow up everything. They fear not being recognized. And I don't mean like on the street. I mean like if they have an accomplishment, no one's going to notice.
Right.
So why try? I'm going to avoid the fact that I might not get recognized by even trying, because then I'm not missing anything.
Exactly.
The fear of a failure and success, because if what it was, I won't try, then I don't have to worry about failing, and I also don't have to worry about keep doing better.
Mm.
And then being fully alive, which means creativity. So, you know, these are the kinds of things, and the difference is we avoid. These are the kinds of things that people can get caught up unconsciously. Nobody starts out and thinks, oh, I think I'm going to avoid people today, or I'm going to avoid being alone. They get an uncomfortable feeling when they're alone, and they just start making these changes. So these are things that are very easy to help once you become aware of what's going on.
They kind of handcuff you. You know, you're just kind of restricted the whole time.
You know what? That's a great visual for me. Yes, you do. You get stuck in a straitjacket, handcuffed to your chair.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, these are tough to deal with. So how do you kind of turn things around and feel a little more confident in these areas?
Well, we help people learn to tolerate that uncomfortable feeling that's in their body about being alone, and that, you know, so, and then extending the period a little bit, helping people recognize that they're more comfortable with people that are doing things that match their value system, for example. And again, little bitty increments at a time, depending on how long they practiced it. If it's fairly short, it doesn't take very long. But if it's been going on for a lifetime, it might take a little bit longer. And we work with, as much as possible, the nervous system, which is where those feelings are held, so we can help people become aware of what's going on unconsciously. Because once they become aware of it, then we can start settling it down.
You know, it's amazing how the mind can just do things that you just feel like you have no control over, and it just can overtake you.
Right, and it's so normal for us that we're not even aware.
Man, oh man, tons of resources on this and all of our topics that we focus on, as you can go online to get all of that information at safeharboril.com. As we thank you again for listening to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Make sure you join us again next week for our next segment.